Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature a discussion with Soo Kim, the chairman of Bally's Corporation, on his efforts to build a company that's a leader in online gaming, land-based gaming, and sports entertainment. This week's podcast is sponsored by IGT, which is at the peak of excellence with an entire lineup of top-ranked gaming machines. Reach your peak of success at IGT.com/peak. While Bally's is a very recognizable name in the casino industry, its current iteration is relatively new and has a much loftier goal than previous versions. Soo Kim bought the brand from Caesars a couple of years ago when he was running Twin Rivers, a relatively small casino company based in Rhode Island. Kim has set a path to Bally's becoming a true omni-channel gaming company that excels in online gaming, sports betting, land-based gaming, and sports entertainment. Kim says it's been more difficult and has taken more time than he originally estimated, but he believes his company is on the right path. He spoke with me at G2E in Las Vegas in October. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today here at G2E is Soo Kim, the chairman of Bally's. Soo, thanks for coming here. I know you're busy here with all the things that are going on, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Of course, Roger. Thank you for having me.
So let's start with, When you first emerged as the chairman of Bally's, we were talking about how you were trying to start a true hybrid of an online and a land-based company, and in a way that hadn't been really done before. So how close are you to really achieving that goal?
We've taken some very important first steps. Jersey, which I was just talking about, obviously we finished the renovations in time for this summer season. Look, I think our handle and drop numbers are trending in the right direction. I think we're starting to rebuild a database there. It's a journey, and we're committed to it. But more importantly, we launched an iCasino product, an iGaming product, in December, under Bally Casino, and that's with our GameSys technology team that we've just brought on, and that business has in 9 months. Surpassed the existing GameSys version casino business.
Right.
And combined, you know, I think we're at doing around like, I think four-ish million of revenues per month.
Right.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad for 9 months, and we have a nice little up slope.
And you know, market share is really tough there.
It is. It's a very competitive market. Right. The market overall is growing.
Yeah,
we don't have a sports product yet,
right?
So that will get to a place where we'll have both a sports and an iGaming product.
Right.
But look, we've done the first steps of cross marketing to our casino database. When you look at the project on a casino only basis, it's okay.
Yeah,
and I think it's trending in the right direction. But it's too hard to say that we've succeeded or not.
Right.
But when you look at the fact that we have taken on a run rate, you know, over 2% market share in that market, look, New Jersey, I think, is the sixth largest iCasino market in the world.
Right. In the world, right. Not just the U.S.
No.
Right.
You know, 1.7 or right. 100 billion are quickly approaching, land-based win.
Sure.
And so to us, look, we think that there's a lot to go in terms of accessing our brand position, our database in that market, and delivering that,
sure,
you know, omni-channel experience, same customers, same, you can play, get a physical experience, a social experience, but when you go home, you have a convenient experience.
Sure, right.
Omnipresent experience. So a ubiquitous one. And so the early signs are good. And by the way, we're still don't have like a unified, you know, rewards program. We don't have a unified, you know, player app that's connected to the actual iGaming app. Like, there's a lot of things on our product roadmap.
That connection with the sports betting app is very important.
Well, we don't even have that.
Exactly.
Funny
right.
thing, I didn't even say that that's my next priority.
Yeah, right.
My next priority is actually connecting rewards,
right,
our Bally reward program,
right,
to iCasino.
Sure.
That's actually our physical rewards program to iCasino.
Right.
And we're doing that also in Lake Tahoe. So we have a casino here in northern Nevada.
Sure, right.
And we are actually revamping the CMS there, where we are putting our own app-based reward program. And, you know, essentially all the casino map information, with your player data,
right.
all that should sit on your app. And and that's actually, that product is on the same development roadmap
sure.
as the Jersey product. We're almost starting from the casino side and the reward side in Lake Tahoe. We're going to backfill that into New Jersey at some point, but
right.
we're also, we're trying to get it launched in time for our Chicago temporary.
Okay.
So obviously earlier this year, we were giving the mandate to build the Chicago casino. It's going
right.
to be amazing.
Sure.
And so our temporary facility in Medina Temple, we think we're going to get that up by middle of next year.
Okay.
So 9 months away.
Sure.
And we want to have our unified app, our reward and casino app ready
right.
for that, so that the technology is built right from the start. The
sure.
user experience is omni-channel from the start.
Sure.
And there we can get to customer capture to an iCasino
right.
Product, which is allowed. I mean, I'm an sports betting product that's allowed
sure.
in the state.
Well, I mean, and this was part of your strategy in the beginning,
absolutely.
To control the technology as well.
Absolutely. Look, again, I think I explained to you before, in the old world,
right.
the current world, which
right.
is the old world,
right.
you know, the casino operators don't actually operate any gaming.
Right.
They do they build the box,
right.
run the restaurants,
yep.
the hotel systems, really a lot of the hard work. But the actual gaming experience,
yeah.
how the customer interacts with their welcome kiosk, their card, the CMS,
right.
the Tito ticket reader,
yep.
the sit down, the gaming, the stand up, the table, everything,
right.
all that stuff are all third party vendors.
Right. It's all the vendors here at G2E.
Absolutely. All just do it. And not to say that that's not a.
Right.
I mean,
they make a calculation, you know, does it go, do we go technology or do we third party?
Yeah. Look, the metaphor is the difference between Wintel, which is Windows Intel.
Right.
And the open system box, and there's a software company and a hardware company.
Sure.
To Apple.
Yeah.
Apple is a unified software, hardware, customer
right.
experience company.
Yes.
And so I believe the future is that.
Yeah.
Is when we talk about, and that's what I was trying to say on the panel yesterday when Contessa was like, what do you think? And I'm like, look, omni-channel gaming is a phrase.
Right, sure.
But it's just gaming.
Yeah.
It's casino place-based gaming. It could be mobile gaming. It could be sports bet gaming.
Right.
It could be horse gaming. Or it could be just gaming.
Yeah.
And we want to be where the gaming customer is.
Right.
And we want to deliver an experience that makes it easy for the customer and makes it fun, engaging.
Okay.
That's where we want to be.
Okay, great. So let's talk about the brand. You know, the reason we call you Bally's now because it's such a great brand.
Such a great brand.
And that was a great move to acquire that brand for peanuts, as far as I'm concerned. But now I see it all over. You know, I'm a big baseball fan, so every time I watch a game, any kind of regional game, it's on the Bally Sports Network. You know.
Well, look, the Bally Sports Network gets billions of impressions a year,
right?
And has helped us reestablish our brand.
Yeah.
And as we have renamed all of our facilities, that's
right.
the next step. But then the next step is now to build Chicago, which
right.
will be a landmark casino.
Right.
At some point, we will redevelop the Trop. It's going to be a while, so
sure.
it's going to, you
right.
know, and that will be an opportunity to make a statement. Now, as we rebuild and invest in casinos, we can make a statement about the brand.
Right.
And of course, tie it to online sports betting, online casino. That's just, you know, there's so many things we're working on that we haven't actually quite executed them all, but
right.
we'll get there.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
You know,
so let's talk about Illinois. You won the Chicago license.
Yep.
You operate a property in the Quad Cities, right?
We do.
In fact, I drove by it on my way out here this summer. And,
that's amazing.
And it looks, I love the sign up
on
top.
It's nice, yeah.
What were the Jumers? Now we know it's a Bally's, you know. But, you know, the market in Illinois has always been crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Always been crazy. Now they got all these other casinos happening. I just interviewed Jay Sutton this morning. They're moving their two casinos in the suburbs to land-based facilities. So there's a ton of competition there. Do you think the fact, you know, that Chicago, it's a downtown casino, it's going to be hard to get to, you know, in terms of, you know, there's no I-70 running right next to it?
I take the population.
Yeah.
Over, look, it's hard to get in and it's hard to get out.
Yeah,
so
that's
I take the population.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, Chicago is obviously the third largest metropolis in the country. But let me tell you, it's the second most touristed destination in the country.
Right.
There's 55 million at the peak, with 55 million tourists a year that visit Chicago. And guess what? They're all going to be coming to the Miracle Mile, the North Loop.
Right.
And we are literally steps away.
Right.
And I just think that that has so much market potential. We have a multi-mile exclusion zone.
Right.
You know, where there are no route operators. There's no, it's just us.
Yeah.
And I like our chances. Yeah. I really like our chances. I think that when I look at Chicagoland and the state of Illinois, I can't believe how much distributed gaming there is.
Right.
I can't believe it. And you would think that, like, it's enough already.
Yeah, really, yeah.
But no.
Yeah, I mean, they never seem to learn their lesson there, but you're knee-deep in it now.
Well, we will have a product that literally would be head and shoulders above anybody else's.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Well, you got a great site. I mean,
excited about it.
And they're trying to... They've always wanted to redevelop the river there in Chicago, and they, you know, you guys could be the centerpiece for that.
Yes, 100%. We are right there. It's right on it's right there. River West is really the zone where you see the development of, like, what used to be industrial warehouses and slaughterhouses and logistics turning into mixed use, residential, office, commercial, and a casino and a destination.
Yeah. Entertainment.
We're building a destination.
Yeah, no question.
And it's an opportunity to reintroduce the Bally brand to the place where it's from.
Right.
It's from Chicago.
Yeah, exactly.
They used to be
off
the highway with a big sign that says Bally's.
That's right.
You know? And not like a casino. It was just a manufacturing, home of the manufacturing company.
The pinball plant.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, like, if you think about, pinball is the predecessor to all of this.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, for sure.
That's its, you know, its intellectual and actual... Yeah, predecessor.
Right, yeah. So you had some really tough competitors there. Hard Rock, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a tremendous brand.
Yeah,
plus their properties are eye-popping.
Sure.
And then you had Neil Bloom, who
lives
in Chicago.
Oh, absolutely,
you know?
And all great operators, by the way.
Absolutely,
all great operators.
No, I'm not saying they're not. But what I'm saying is you came out on top. How does that make you feel, chosen above those
Yeah,
two?
I mean, look, you know, we work hard.
Yeah.
We are not... look, everyone, you know, I think that if people do shade us, they say, well, look at these guys. Like, it's just a series of cast-off casinos.
Right.
A cast-off brand.
Right.
Like, you know, who are these guys?
Yeah.
And what we are the group of people that work really hard.
Yeah.
Our team, you know, all of our associates, we know that, you know, sometimes when you are the cast-off, you have to just, you know, you're the underdog, the David.
Sure, right. Yes.
That you just have to be more intentional about every action that you take. You have to try harder. You have to work harder. I guess, look, you know, I'm an immigrant. I wasn't born here. I didn't, you know, we didn't come with any advantages.
Sure.
And so I've had to work to carve out a life for myself and my family. And so I guess really in my chairman's role, that's really what it is. I don't take a dollar out of the company.
Sure, right.
We're there to impose our belief system.
Right.
And that it's okay that we're not known as the favorites or the leaders or the champions, you know.
Right.
But if we work hard at it and we're intentional about what we do, we know we can do it. Look at every product every market that we've inherited, we've churned around and done a better job. Versus really good operators.
Yeah, sure.
These people that we bought these properties from they're the best of the best.
Sure, right.
And yet we've been able to compete because of the focus that we do, because we don't take anything for granted.
Right.
For them, it was the 30th property in their portfolio.
Right.
For us, it's one of our children.
Yeah.
And so I think that my advice to anyone is just be intentional and don't ever believe that you're counted out.
Right.
And I think it's the American way, you know?
Sure.
It's built everything here.
Right, yeah, no question.
IGT is at its peak of excellence, with the Peak Slant 32 at its 20th consecutive month as the number one ranked multi-screen and the number one ranked large form factor Peak 65, and two new cabinets joining the Peak family of top performing hardware, IGT has a Peak gaming machine to fit any floor need. Designed for superior player comfort, modern sleek beauty, and proven performance, all six Peak cabinets stand out gorgeously on the casino floor. Reach your peak of success at IGT.com/peak.
So let's talk about the Tropicana. I mean, obviously it's a great piece of property up there. And, everybody's talking about a stadium for the Oakland A's and a mixed-use development. And that as a baseball fan, I would love that.
But, hey, I grew up a baseball fan, too. Look, there's so much to unpack in that statement.
Right.
But here's what we have. We got a great deal.
Right.
We believe that we control the 35 acres of land that we're leasing for 40 with an option to go to 99 years, and our rent is $9.5 million a year and has an escalator cap.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. And so we control a very important corner on the strip. We're not creating more strip corners.
Sure.
And it's for a very modest price. So the modest price is really important because we can afford to be patient.
Right.
We've built a business by cleaning up other people's mistakes. We don't intend to make our own. I believe that there is tremendous potential for a redevelopment at that site, but we want to be cautious and we want to be patient. And we're going to go as our resources and our finances permit. And as the opportunity set permits. But we think that it can be a wonderful opportunity to, again, reintroduce with the Bally's brand coming down off the old MGM.
Yeah, right.
We have a wonderful opportunity to reintroduce the brand to this city. Look, you can't be a national operator if you're not in Vegas.
Sure, absolutely.
No way.
Right.
You know,
on the strip in Vegas.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. You have to be. If you're a national, you had national ambitions, global ambitions, you want to be right here.
Yeah.
And we're excited to be part of it. We got a small little piece of it, but we have great bones.
Right.
And look, as for a ballpark, look, those are discussions that are even beyond our own company. Obviously, we have a say into whether or not we want to host something like that. But the reality is that's a municipal and a state level conversation. Yep. There are only 30 teams. They aren't making any more.
Right.
There's 26 markets that have baseball.
Right.
This would be a wonderful market.
Yeah.
And I hope that the people would get behind that project, because I think that, for what it's worth, baseball needs to feel loved.
Sure.
And I can do nothing about it. I can show them my love.
Right. Sure.
But they need to feel community love.
Right.
And I'm willing to give them a place to go. I think the rumors have merit, but it's nothing to do with us. Just have to feel the love from the community.
Right.
And I think that's political. We don't really get involved in that.
Sure.
And so I hope that this community will figure that out, because I think it would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it will become the away game that everyone goes to.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question. Well, that's the way the Golden Knights are. You show up there and half the jerseys in the stands are other
that's
teams.
That's the away game you go to.
Yeah, that's fine.
Why not?
We're always nice to them. Because
that's like the Cubs. The Cubs have that
presence right
now. Yeah. Like anywhere from that's the game that you go to. They have a hotel that's full. It's great. It's just so iconic.
Yeah.
That's the opportunity. There can be more than one of those.
Sure. So are you encouraged by what Penn announced earlier this week with the GLPI, where GLPI is going to invest some of their money? And obviously, this was always a question that analysts had in the beginning when these gaming REITs really started. How are you going to improve the property, if the operator, can't...
That is the partnership.
So now it seems like now that GLP Iron Pen has found a sweet spot there.
Yep.
Do you expect to do that with
them? I think that is the natural order of things.
Yeah.
That the landlord and the operator have to partner to work together to maximize value for both. It's just...
Sure.
I think it's smart on both their parts.
Right.
And I think that, you know, all of those projects that they announced can really do for some reinvestment. I think the returns are going to be great.
Sure. Great. Well, let's turn to iGaming. Your GameSys acquisition, I thought, was really brilliant. Just because we worked with GameSys before on our affiliate marketing business, and they were clearly the top team who were really organizing, understood the market.
I still believe that.
Yeah. So how's that been working so far?
Look, on the iCasino side, there is no one better.
Yeah.
They have operated in the longest, most regulated markets, mm-hmm. and they're good. They're really, it's the only team that works without sports in the UK that has substantial market share.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's great. I think we have a lot of learnings from our business in Europe and Asia that we can bring to the US.
Yeah.
And frankly, you know, there's also an opportunity that when we finally figure out sports in the US, we can bring sports out in our existing markets out there. So we still have not introduced the Bally brand in internationally, which I think is a really wonderful opportunity, and we absolutely intend to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still many, many more efficiencies between these two businesses that are making money. Really, the biggest difficulty has been, look, they make a lot of money, but they're not in U.S. dollars. So the translation impact of our very strong U.S. dollar
especially
has
now,
been painful. You know? But look, I know. I think that we've endured the post-COVID lull.
Right.
Business is growing again. We're pretty happy.
And so how are you going to incorporate then Bally Bet with them? As you mentioned, they don't do sports.
It's a great question. Well, right now they're building it.
Yeah.
So... we've combined what little sports efforts we had with theirs, and now we've, you know, that they're building Bally Bet. That's a GameSys led product. It's really sports betting on top of GameSys, you know. It's still very rudimentary. We're still getting there to a feature parity set that, you know, I don't know, we're still probably 18 months behind. I think we'll get there. We have good technology people. We have, you know, it's just taking longer.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
I would hope that when you ask how's it going, look, I would hope that we'd be further along by now.
Yeah.
Because North America is so sports led.
Right.
That if you're not with sports, you're not really in the game.
Right.
But look, this is a long.
Yeah. I mean, it's still in its infancy. Yeah.
We're talking about Apple.
Right.
You know, you know, it's just going to be around for a while, and it's an idea. It's an idea for an integrated product, a user experience.
Right.
If one day somebody says that we are the Apple of gaming,
that
would be great.
Yeah.
You know, like.
But you're just barely in the garage stage with Steve Wozniak, right?
We're probably in the phase where, you know, that other guy took over. You know, exactly.
Right.
You know, we're early days yet,
and
we're going to make mistakes and. It's going to be a journey, but luckily we have businesses that make a lot of money, so we're making mistakes with our profits.
Right. Yeah.
You
sure.
Know?
Sure.
So it's but it's okay. I mean, look, we take steps forward, we take a couple steps backward. I continue to be very optimistic. I consider that the opportunities are even more clear than it was before.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little while.
Well, what I always liked about your vision is that it's not just limited to gambling. It's not just limited
nothing
to gaming.
To do.
I mean, you see the whole entertainment picture here. That you can make money on gaming, make a lot of money on gaming.
Well,
but if you blend it into a whole entertainment picture, the sky's the limit.
Roger, I'm gonna key a new word, a new term that I'm gonna make out. gambling as a service.
Okay.
Or gaming as a service.
Yeah. Okay.
GaaS.
Great.
And I actually tried. I was on the panel yesterday. I was like. You know, gaming as a service.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think people picked up that. But if you think about it, yes, I think whether it's our work that we're doing on the casinos and place-based things, and work that we're doing with sports, which is also media and place-based, we think about how do we bring gaming, which is just a form of entertainment.
Right, exactly.
It's a form of opinionating, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of interaction.
Right.
Roger, when you put money on something, that's just like hey, I feel so strongly about this that I'm putting money behind my statement.
Right.
But really, if you think about it, you know, gaming is opinionating, and it should be shared, it should be social, it should be two ways, so interactive. And so I actually think the future of gaming is not, you know, sitting in the corner or feeding the machine.
Right, sure.
I think this future of gaming is as a product and a service to a larger experience that's interactive, that's social, that's casual,
right,
a much bigger market.
Yeah.
And one that also doesn't have as much of the responsible gaming issues, which we're very right. sensitive to.
Sure.
Look, you know, I think we talked about it a little yesterday, but we are at the forefront of having to regulate our own businesses and
right.
make sure that we do not hurt our customers.
Right.
We want our customers to have fun,
mm-hmm.
And be entertained, get a thrill, but not get hurt.
Right.
And we have to be responsible. And frankly, you know, that's, you know, that all of this is part of the journey.
Right.
That if you can bring gaming everywhere, you have to be careful about that.
Sure.
You know,
right.
But gaming as a service, that's the
right.
You heard it here.
Okay, great. So about producing content, you know, I know, you know, it's branded Bally's, but we
have a lot of content coming out.
Yeah. Do you? Okay. Good.
So, yeah.
And the purpose of that is to draw people in, and
well,
more
okay.
as an entertainment
yeah.
value.
Well, look, actually, the purpose is actually even simpler than that.
Yeah.
The current media landscape for content is that it's all owned by people who are very careful about how they own it.
Right.
And they all have copyrights, and we got to respect them. And you can't do a whole lot with it.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, you have the video rights, but you don't have the data rights.
Right.
And it's like, it's really a really almost Byzantine system
sure.
of the way content producers today monetize their content
right.
with their subscription or their advertising. What we're talking about is engagement.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a third leg to content monetization, not solely advertising, not solely subscription,
mm-hmm.
but engagement. And
right.
I think that engagement can be larger than the other two.
Yeah.
So this is a big idea,
okay.
you know? And for us to explore these ideas, to do this engagement, content, gaming as a service, we just need more control,
yeah.
you know? It doesn't exist. And the current rights holders for the big content won't let us do what we want to do.
Right, sure.
So we've been, you know, investing in boxing and poker shows
right.
and volleyball. And, you know, you'll see other sports, you know, I don't quite ready to announce, but we're in the process of acquiring enough rights, not to sit on them, not to like, you know, it's not a land grab. It says, hey, here's an interesting set of rights. There's a lot of them. Let's collect them and let's see what we can do to
yeah.
make it more fun, more engaging, two-way, interactive. Maybe you put some money on it.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
Because really, again, when you put money on an outcome, it's just the ultimate form of opinion.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I care so much. You know, I think I'm so right, I'm going to put money in that.
Right.
And so I the only way to do that for real is to control the whole experience.
Yeah.
Content, the platform
right.
delivery, user experience. Because we're trying to do something new.
Yeah, sure.
We can't ask for permission. It doesn't work. It just
right.
doesn't work. Like, I try to explain to people, and they're like, oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
And so we say, okay, great. I just have to show you.
Right.
So I'm going to go do it, and I'm going to show you.
Well, I think anybody who can solve the user experience question online is going to vault ahead of everybody else, because the user experience is pretty terrible.
Everything
certainly compared to the land-based
casino. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Look, user experience for watching games on TV are terrible right now.
Yeah, sure, right.
You know, we force people to pay $100 a month,
right.
sit alone in their living rooms, you know, and when only like, you know, when approaching half the Americans have cable,
right.
You know, like, that's not great.
Right.
That means other half are literally cannot watch it.
Yeah. Right.
We don't want sports to become boxing.
Yeah, right.
Pay-per-view.
Right, yeah.
High paywall, no viewership.
Right, yeah.
You know? You know, sports is built on mass,
right?
And it's a shared experience, and we need to bring it back that way. But again, the current economics are subscription or advertising. It's really
right.
hard to do. Engagement is the answer. There has to be a third leg to the stool.
No question. Great. All right, one more question. Is Bally going to be a player in New York City?
Well, I'm from New York. I'm from New York, and I hope so. Okay. Absolutely. I mean, again, in some ways, everything with a warm up to it.
Right.
You know, limbering up, yeah. Getting ready, putting wins on the board. New York is the most important market. It's untapped.
Right.
And I think it too deserves to keep its own tax revenues, its own jobs in the state. I'm a New York City taxpayer.
Yeah,
I would like to keep our own, in as much as I have businesses in surrounding states. I just think it's one of those things. It's a matter of basic fairness.
Sure. Right.
That gaming, like lotteries are, state by state, inside the house and try to keep those revenues inside for good causes, jobs. So New York is a big market.
Sure.
I think we've learned a lot from our other processes. We're very excited to participate. And stay tuned on how we do it.
Right.
But
I'm sure you're going to do it differently.
I think if people were to make a short list, they probably wouldn't put us on it. And I think that's great.
Right.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Because we are happy to play the role of the underdog.
You seem to thrive on that.
It's not too bad. Yeah. And we will, because it makes us have to work harder to be, again, more intentional about every decision that we make.
Right.
And I think in the end, that leads to a better outcome.
Right.
And it makes for easier choices.
Great. Well, Sue, thanks for coming out today. I know it's a busy time for you,
as it is
for everybody,
Roger,
here.
But
it's great to get together with you, and we'd like to check up next year as well. Once this concept grows a little bit more.
I cannot wait to. I'm so excited about what we're actually building.
Right.
I can't even express how excited I am.
Right.
And I think this coming 6-12 months, it's going to make a big difference.
Right,
no,
right.
Make a big difference. So yeah, I can't wait to have that follow-up conversation. Thank you for the time. Okay. And
great. Well, good luck at the rest of the show.
Thank you. Always play clean. Play by intuition. The DJ counts full. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid
sure plays a mean pinball. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by IGT, which is at the peak of excellence with an entire lineup of top-ranked gaming machines. Reach your peak of success at igt.com/peak. To learn more about Bally's, its network of land-based casinos, and its digital goals, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast. I was the Valley Table King.